Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Erin Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello.
Hey.
Good morning to you.
Wow, singing.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing. Morning, happy.
Your whole family's coming in today, yeah?
I don't know if the whole family's coming in or not.
What do you mean?
I don't know. We'll see.
Who? What?
John is coming, and I believe my nieces are coming.
Oh, that family. My one son. Meant like your more of your family are coming to your house.
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
Why?
No, I thought yesterday Hooman said something about them all doing the movie review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my one son has some breakfast he's going to, and then my other son... I believe he's coming. I'm not sure. And frankly, it's not my job.
It's
not my job. It's
not.
I'm not the mom. Because I'm not there. Again, you know, if I was there, I would, you know, say, everybody up, get dressed, eat your food, go pee, brush your teeth, let's go, get your shoes on. You know, all the things moms say.
Yeah.
But I'm not there. So I don't, it's largely out of my control what happens at the house. So I will be as surprised as everyone else to see what happens.
Isn't there
today.
A plan?
There is a plan. Well, I told them what I thought the plan should be.
Okay, tell us what you...
And then I went to bed.
Let's see how powerful you are
let's
at your
just
house.
See. Here's what I dictated yesterday.
Tell us what you said.
I said, all right, you guys have to be to the station by 9, which means you probably need to leave by 8 just to make sure. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a little cushion in case there's traffic. You guys need to write a song tonight. Because normally John will put a little song together for the movie reviews.
A little ditty.
A little thing where he, you know.
Oh, so that's something you like say, I want you to do a song when you do the movie review.
No, John's just always done the thing. And oh. I knew that if I didn't say, remember, you always do a song.
We're expecting it.
Yeah, that's right. So I said, don't forget, you got to work on that song, kids.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, get in here and we'll, because they have. You know, we're going to go do other things in the city. Oh, my God. Yesterday was just like tourist central. Like, we went to every tourist spot. We did the Alamo Park, you know, with the Alamo Square.
Mm-hmm.
With the painted ladies in the city behind.
Sure.
Went up to Twin Peaks. The Land's End. Out to the beach.
Are you like, jump out of the car? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, let's go.
No, we just let them do their thing. We went to, I love the Japanese Tea Garden. That's like one of my favorite spots on earth. It was just, and packed with tourists, including us. And usually it's so empty and nice and you wander around, you can get super zen. It was just like, if you've ever been to the, have you ever been there?
A long time ago. Several times, but many years ago.
It's got these little... So it's beautiful. It's a little place in Golden Gate Park. It's right by the Asian Art Museum. Mm-hmm. Or not the Asian Art Museum. Is that the De Anza Museum? What's the name of that one? The new one across from the Cal Academy.
I couldn't even tell you.
It's right next to that. So it's super quick, right by that plaza. And when you walk in, it's exactly what it is. It's a Japanese garden. It's gorgeous. Waterways that work their way through these sort of Japanese bridges and like pagoda looking thing. It's gorgeous. And over the waterways are these little granite slabs that you have to cross in order to go through this garden. There's no handrails and it's not deep water on either side or anything, but they're narrow. And the place was packed with people. And people are standing on these tiny little things, taking pictures and oblivious to people who are trying. I mean, people are pushing and shoving. I fully expected someone to go in the way. No one did. But it just gets like, you get a little bit stressed out because it's sort of hard to navigate some of these little narrow paths that go through this beautiful garden.
When things get crowded like that, if you take a second and look around, and I even saw this at Disneyland, which Disneyland is the happiest place on earth, but when places, you look around and you don't see the smiles you should be seeing.
No.
You see people grinding.
And jockeying for position.
And it's really a bummer, the idea that that's how you might be spending your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Our neighbors are taking their 3 or 4 year old and their newborn to Disneyland.
Mm.
And I had just been saying, I noticed that at the park when we were there. Everyone who brought a newborn had that like stern,
we can get through this,
brown survival mode look on their face. They were
why
not
even bring a newborn.
That's what I'm saying.
You do it for the older kid because the older kid is like, oh my God, what's happened to my life? My parents don't pay attention to me anymore. I got this newborn baby that's taking everybody's attention away. And you do it for the older kid. The kid,
I don't know. I leave that newborn at home.
Right. Leave it with the mom.
Grandma. Take the kid for special time with the kid.
I'm sure you're right. But my observation was, it seems like they're not having fun.
Right.
And I also, living in a place that is a summer vacation destination, you also see that the crowd has destroyed the pleasure.
Yeah.
So I can see how there you were not having much fun.
No.
Not the usual fun.
It's still beautiful.
People are saying it's the De Young Museum.
De Young. Yeah. That's what it is.
And then someone says, come get some culture in the Mission, Sarah.
Yeah, I just I go to the tourist spots with the tourists.
I wish you'd take me on a tour. Sounds like you see all the stuff.
Well,
I grew up here.
It's John. John, he's super motivated to make sure people that visit us have a great time. Like, he is fully, I always say to him, you know, by the time someone leaves, I'm like, you should be running tours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should be, I'll be your personal tour guide. Hooman's great at that, too.
Yes,
Hooman will take
is.
You all over the place. And
he doesn't want to, but he will.
Yeah, he'll do it. People he doesn't even know, like friends
like
of friends of
show.
Friends. Yeah,
kind of
like that.
I just told him to get some audio for something.
Oh.
Why?
Really?
Because we should.
Yeah, because we should do it. So anyway, today, I have high hopes.
Okay, so
John
we'll
always
see if they
pulls stuff
in.
Off. They got to be here. So my prediction is they'll be here at 9. Listen, they were passionate about this movie.
Yeah? And it's
Ingrid Goes West, 9:15.
Aubrey Plaza.
Hooman's going to do the movie review.
Yeah.
The movie is, you watch the trailer and you think it's a comedy. And there are funny parts. But it's actually just terrible commentary on how the misuse of social media and how someone who's already got some mental instability can truly go off the rails and make bad decision after bad decision in a very public way because of the people who are looking at other people's social media. Yeah. And she's just...
I'm interested.
But I'll tell you, the acting is excellent. Like, better than you think. Because you think it's... I just
figured it was a little movie.
Silly little movie, a little comedy. And there are some very funny parts. And at first you're thinking, oh, this is just hilarious. And then it just... You start to get more and more and more, like, just stressed out. And I was actually, like, my leg was shaking. And I'm watching it. Like, how are they going to end this? And the way they end it is, like, the worst possible message.
Oh, really?
Wow.
It's like, this... there's no hope for this girl. Like, she's just... ruined by her mental problems and the things that she's going through in her actual life and her obsession with social media. It's great, but also terrible.
One of the things that I've noticed, because these stories make the news and they're extreme. So you sort of, well, they are. I mean, the ones that make the news, you go, well, that's not the normal people. That's someone, it's so extreme. But just shy of that are the normal people that are still having problems with this and how it fits into their lives, and especially with kids and kids' addiction to their phones and their addiction to the likes that they get on their pictures. Mm-hmm. And if they don't get enough, then they feel like they've got to step their game up. What is that? Less clothing or more outrageous behavior? And it's especially now as a parent, I'm thinking, damn, man, that is a weird negotiation. Through there's a story in the news just yesterday about a 12-year-old that committed suicide.
Mm.
12.
Yeah. Mm.
She's freaking 12. I mean, at 12, you should be playing. Right. I was skateboarding and listening to music and
she'd
having
be oblivious.
I was having the time of my life at 12. How are you that? And it was because she had been, or they say, she'd been bullied on Snapchat and Instagram, and her school life was a nightmare.
Right.
And her parents went to the school and said, "You got to help us with this. Mm-hmm. You got to do something." And then they assumed the school did something.
They didn't do anything.
Well, what can the school do?
Right. School is in the internet.
What's the
police.
School? Yeah. What is the school going to do?
It's the. I think that the hardest part of the whole thing. Maybe it'll be easier for our kids, but we didn't have this when we were kids, and so it's really difficult to say. This happened to me too. You know, here's a couple of strategies you can use. Like no one knows. We just don't know. And because your kid is quietly on their phone doing their, like, you might have no idea what their online life is until it becomes a problem in real life. And it's a very, I think my dad sent over these videos of just like old videos. Like, I'm a senior in high school. My brother's a sophomore. My sister's in like eighth grade. And we had a video camera at our house, and we would make videos, we would make fake newscasts, we would have, we'd be singing songs, I'd play the piano, and my sister would be dancing, you know, whatever.
Big like, surprise.
Super dumb, but things that kids, you know, my kids were like, why did you guys do that? I'm like, because we didn't have anything else to do. We were all at the house, and we lived at, you know, what were we going to do? Ride our bike 6 miles into the one street light in our town? Like, you know, that was all we had to do.
You had each other.
We had each other. And we made up little games and we figured it out. And how fun that we get to look at them now on bad videotape. And it was just the funniest thing for them to be like, what, why are you doing this? I was like, oh, you've never really had to find something to keep you occupied.
It's called playing.
It's called playing.
We're playing.
We're playing. Yeah. We're playing with whatever toy we had, and it happened to be a video camera.
We used to sit on a street corner and be like, we'd play cars. We called it cars, and we'd pick the color, and like, what kind are you going to get when you can get a car? And we would just like watch the cars go by. Oh, I want that one. Oh, look at that. Just yeah. Because we had nothing to do.
Hanging out with nothing to do, making up a game.
Yeah, so I'll be interested to hear more about the movie, but I do feel it's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I feel bad for the kids that can't manage it. And, you know, you hear about people who say, oh, the bullying. There was bullying in our at our age.
There,
and I went
there
through
was.
I hung out with a lot of older kids, and those older kids, in order the price you paid to hang out with the older kids was they tortured you. It would be called hazing. It would be the word. But I also knew that if anyone got anywhere near me, those kids that tortured me would have killed those dudes. And that was just the way
you
functioned. And they would do things that you would go, those guys could have killed that kid. But
those were also like microcosms. Like, there you are and you're getting bullied and you know your place and you have your little thing. These are like 1,000 kids in a school and every single one of them is torturing one kid. Like, it's on such a larger
scale.
Public level that I'm actually super grateful that I didn't have the internet when I was a kid. Like, super grateful.
Yeah, I fully get that's the point. It's so different, you know,
and plus
you still are dealing with that. Some people can react okay to it, and
right.
some people are even driven by it. You know, that's something where you go, I want to impress these older kids. So you, and then another person might be like, I'm killing myself. You'd go, yikes.
Absolutely horrible.
This is pretty scary. This is 916. Sarah, I'm chilled to the bone right now over your pre-movie review. My son has some mental illness, and social media is taking him down while we all watch. He's 21 now. I can't save him from himself anymore.
Yeah, you can't take it away from him.
This movie is
bleak,
disturbing.
Need to see it.
I, you know what? I don't know if they do need to see it. Frankly, if you have a kid who's got some depression or you know whatever their mental state is, this movie isn't offering any help. This isn't offering a solution. Nothing gets solved. No one's problems get any better. It's just what this person ultimately winds up doing, and then their incredibly depressing reaction to what happens after they do it.
Aye, aye, aye.
It's It's really just commentary on what the, I mean, honestly, it's a tough one. It's tough. It's good. It's well done.
Rotten Tomatoes has it at 73%.
Yeah, it's hard to not say that I don't like it. But it's also hard to say. I mean, it's well acted and it's certainly interesting. But man, is it stressful and depressing as well. Yikes. Anywho.
All right.
Blah, 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 blah. And we'll be talking more about this movie coming up at 9 o'clock. It'll be great. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a good one to get us started. We'll be right back with the trash after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.